Canmore, two high-profile positions in Canmore will need filling. The managing director of Canmore Community Housing and executive director for the downtown BIA will have new faces in the future. The two positions, both important roles in working with the housing and business communities, respectively, had the changes made in February. CCH's longtime managing director Dougal Fortieth was fired without cause Tuesday, February 21, while Stephen Bullock gave his notice from the downtown Canmore BIA in the middle of the month. "We want to acknowledge Dougal's 7 years of leadership," CCH chair Rob Murray said. "He contributed to a lot of the success that is benefiting the community. MacArthur Place, Hawks Bend, Ravens Ridge and the former Mountain Haven Cooperative becoming Wolf Willow. He's leaving CCH in a very strong financial position moving forward." Murray said they're in the process of looking for an interim managing director and will begin the search for a full-time person. "The board is going to be very deliberate in both choices of an interim and full-time managing director. We have very knowledgeable staff who are continuing to do the day-to-day work, such as managing the owner and rental portfolio, and the board is there to help with anything," he said. The decision for replacing Fortieth comes shortly after the CCH Board of Directors completed a review of Fortieth's role at its February 2 meeting. The closed-door meeting had all 9 board members and town sow Sally Cottle in attendance. The in-camera session went for an hour and 20 minutes, according to the minutes, which was followed by a February 6 in-camera session with the 9-member board that lasted for an hour and 25 minutes. A final February 17 in-camera meeting with 8 of the 9 board members resulted in a 40-minute decision that led to the board deciding to end its relationship with Fortieth with the termination of the employment agreement, effective February 21, 2023, and to provide severance in accordance with his employment agreement, according to the February 17 minutes. A March 7 virtual meeting of the board corrected the language of the February 17 minutes to state, "The board to terminate without cause the employment of Dougal Fortieth." The move comes a few months following a shakeup of the board that saw the composition go from having 2 council members to 4 on the 9-person board. The move was made to better align with councils, the towns and CCH's goals in addressing affordable housing at the time. Shortly after the change in board composition, meetings were once again reopened to members of the public after they were restricted to only board members at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Fortieth joined CCH as the managing director in 2016. Prior to the role, he was the affordable housing coordinator for the City of Richmond, the manager of general housing services for the University of British Columbia and the SOW of the Banff Housing Corporation for more than a decade. When Town Council passed its strategic plan last June, priority was emphasized on affordability and livability in the community, specifically working on improving housing in the community. Town Council passed 3 motions at the time in asking the federal and provincial governments to help with land, policy changes and funding to aid in creating housing in the municipality. "We're in the process of considering the strategic direction of the organization and doing some work. We did a workshop to define the strategy going forward, and in the coming months we'll be sharing the vision with the community," Murray said. "We recognize affordability as the top issue in this community and the main challenge we're all facing. CCH is one of the best tools to address housing on the affordability spectrum. We really believe in a strong vision going forward, to take leadership on this portfolio and address this issue urgently." Bullock became executive director of the downtown Canmore BIA last April when he took over for longtime director Beth Vandervoort following her retirement. Bullock, who had his last day Tuesday, February 28, referred questions to BIA board chair Tori Kendall. "I think he's learned a lot in the role and he's worked very hard," Kendall said of Bullock's time in the role. Kendall said Vandervoort will return to an interim role as the board launches a process to find a new executive director. "Stephen has worked with her quite a bit in the past to bring himself up to speed, so she's in a position she has a good understanding of where we are today. Ellipsis. We're fortunate she's available and is willing to come back." Kendall said the coming year will see the BIA continue to work with businesses on paid parking, the Main Street pedestrian zone and the downtown area redevelopment plan being undertaken by the town that has been pushed back for several years. The ARP process is very important because it will represent the future of the downtown, he said. We really want to have a good vision of where downtown is not just tomorrow, but next year, 5 years and 10 years. In the last year, members of the downtown BIA have been vocal in both the continued Main Street pedestrian zone and the implementation of downtown paid parking. The town and the downtown BIA have been working to have a percentage of the net revenue from downtown paid parking go to the downtown organization. The intent is it would be used to assist with beautification, signage and marketing for the downtown. The exact dollar amount is not yet known, with paid parking only having started last June. Some of business owners were not happy with it and some of them are still not. It's an issue for some people who don't want to pay for parking and it's a balancing act, Kendall said. Correction. The original article had the town letting 40th go, but it was a CCH board decision and took place on February 21 rather than February 22. The Outlook apologizes for the error.